The Gemara Maseches Tanis, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, discusses a pasuk in the sixth parsha and a limud from it, a halacha that Reish Lakish gathers from it. Amar Reish Lakish, Asr la'adam l'shamash mitaso b'shnei ravon, that Reish Lakish says it's forbidden for a person to have marital relations during a years of a famine. And quotes the pasuk, Shinamar, as the pasuk says in this week's parsha, Parshas Miketz, Yosef yulad shnei banim b'terem tavo shnasarav, that Yosef had two sons, and the pasuk explicitly mentions that this is before the years of the famine, and we derive from here that the Torah specifically mentions that because Yosef would hold back from marital relations during the years of the famine, and therefore that was his practice, and this is indeed how we should conduct ourselves halacha. The implication of the Gemara a little bit below is that it has to do with not being involved in pleasure while the world is in tsar. There could be other explanations as well. Now, Tosfos on the Daf says, he asks a question. The Baal Tosfos here asks, "Vim Tomar Har Yocheved Noda Benachomos? How is it possible that Yocheved was born when Chazal say she was born? They say she was born as they entered Mitzrayim, meaning that she was conceived during a year of famine. So how is it possible that Yosef, kept this halacha, and Levi, his brother, the Baal Tosfos are working within the assumption that Levi would be keeping halacha, and how is it possible that Levi would have marital relations to the fact that Yocheved is born during the year of a famine? Now, Tosfos on the Daf gives an answer that perhaps it wasn't a halacha for them, it's more of a midas chasidus that Yosef observed and Levi did not. But the Das Akenim on L'chumash in our parsha actually ask the same question and give a couple of answers. The first answer they quote is from Rav Yehuda HaChassid, which we'll get to in a minute. But the second answer is that it's actually a lamdisha machlokas that Yosef and Levi had based on a machlokas in Maseches Yevamos, which is on the mitzvah of Peru Revu. How many, what gender children does someone need to have in order to fulfill the mitzvah? We know Peru Revu is two children, but is it two boys or one boy and one girl? And Beis Hillel say that it's one boy and one girl, and Beis Shammai say that it is the mitzvah is to have two boys, and this is the machlokas they had. The Gemara in Tanis, as is recorded, so it gives a heter for this rule, which is that one may have relations during years of famine if they are considered chesuche banim, they are lacking children, so then they're allowed to proceed. However, the discussion over here says the Baal Tosfos of the machlokas of Levi and Yosef is what's considered chasuche banim. It says that Levi savar kamanda amar ad shiyod nekeva gamkein. Right, Levi held like Beis Hillel that you need to have a son and a daughter, and therefore Levi considered himself chasuche banim, lacking children, and he was able to be mishamish mitaso during years of famine. However, Yosef held like Beis Shammai that you need to have two sons, and he had Ephraim and he had Menashe, or Menashe and Ephraim, and that was he was Yotzei because he held like Beis Shammai, and therefore he made sure not to have marital relations during the years of famine. And the Torah emphasizes that by mentioning it very explicitly that there were no children, or implicitly that there are no children afterwards, that the two children he did have were had before the year of famine. So that's nice, that fits. Now let's take a look at the first pshat they quote, which is of Rav Yehuda HaChassid, which is a very interesting approach. It says that the isser of being mishamash mitaso is, he says, Rav Yehuda HaChassid quoted by the Baal Tosfos, kigon navi sheshama mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's from like a navi who heard from Hashem himself that in the future there's going to be a fast. And therefore, Yosef, who knew that because he's a navi and there was a dream and he interpreted it properly, so he knew there was going to be years of famine. If I said fast before, I meant famine. And therefore, so he had to hold by this Isser. However, Levi, who didn't know about it, it wasn't Usser to him. because he didn't know in advance.
Now, this approach is a little bit troubling because, first of all, Reish Lakish is teaching us an Isser that it seems to be Rabbi Yehuda Chassid is saying only applies to Nevi'im, which, can't be, because Reish Lakish was an Amora. He was an early Amora, but long after there were no more Nevi'im around. So no one could really know with clarity. So if he's teaching us this Isser that only applies to Nevi'im, that's a bit strange. And also, let's say there were still Nevi'im at the time. Why would this Isser only apply? What reason would there be to be machalik between a Navi who knew about the famine in advance and somebody who's not a Navi and did not know it in advance? Why would the Isser not apply to him? Now, it's possible that these questions are what motivated the Baalei Tosfos in the Das Kainim to quote a second pshat. But to perhaps try to understand this opinion, let's try, maybe we could explain and suggest the following. That maybe Rabbi Yehuda Chassid meant to say that while the average person can't have relations during a famine, right? As the Gemara will say, as I quoted, Chasuche Banim can, somebody who is lacking children can. So comes along Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, perhaps with a qualifier, and he says that the qualifier is that the Chasuche Banim Heter is only permitted if he wasn't a Navi. Right, and that would, meaning it's not a qualifier in the entire Isser, but it's saying that there's a heter of chasuche banim, someone's lacking children, and that heter only applies for a Navi. Why would that be? Well, perhaps because if the Navi knew about the famine in advance, then he could have made a greater effort to not be chasuche banim through his hishtadlus or his tefillah or whatever it might be. So there was more planning he could have done. The average Chasuche Banim, however, who doesn't know about the famine in advance, couldn't be expected to prepare ahead of time to the best of his ability, and therefore would have this heter. So now we've really answered all our questions, right? Because, first of all, Reish Lakish's Isser is not just for Nevi'im, but rather it's for everyone. It's just more harshly imposed on Nevi'im. They don't have the heter of Chasuche Banim. Also, right, we explained the chiluk between Nevi'im and non-Nevi'im, right? And another advantage of this understanding of Yehuda Chassid is that there's another question we could have asked, which is that it's hard to learn this principle, this halacha, from Yosef, since Yosef, when he had his children before the years of famine, so he was actually chasuche banim at the time. So even if he didn't have them before the famine, he could have still had them during the years of famine because he'd be considered chasuche banim. But the way we just explained it with Yehuda Chassid, no, even though Yosef was a chasuche banim, he wouldn't have the heter of chasuche banim because he was a navi, or at least he knew the dream. He knew for sure that a famine was coming, and therefore he had to make an effort because the heter of chasuche banim would not have applied to him. And so that's another advantage of this understanding of the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. While we're discussing this question of the Das Kainim, so we might as well give one last answer. We gave three answers so far. The one in Tosfos on the Gemara, which is that it was Midas Chasidus that Yosef observed and Levi did not, and then the one quoted in Das Kainim on Chumash of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid that it applies to only a Navi, at least the Heter Chasuche Banim only applies to Navi, and then the answer to the Das Kainim itself, which is that it was a machlokas in the din of Pru Revu. Levi held you needed to have a son and a daughter, while Yosef held you only need two sons. And we can give a fourth suggestion based on how we hold the halacha. It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim, Simen Taf Kuf Ayin Dalid, Sif Dalid, and it says that there are actually two heterim. One is Chasuche Banim, as we mentioned, and the other is Leil Tefillah. So, based on this, the way we hold the halacha, you can suggest that Levi's wife conceived Yocheved from relations that took place on Leil Tefillah. Now, it could be Yosef did not hold like this, because Yosef held like the Magen Avraham, who says that the Leil Tefillah is not a heter over here. So here, too, there was a machlokes, just a machlokes Rishonim, but a machlokes that was also held by Yosef and Levi.